The history of Užhorod is closely connected with the castle which you are looking at now. The first mention of Užhorod Castle appears at the end of the 9th century. As evidenced by the Hungarian chronicles of the late 12th century, recorded by an unknown author, on the site of modern Užhorod, at that time, there already existed the fortress of Hung, which was ruled by Prince Laborit. It was he who led the first armed resistance against the Hungarian tribes, who nevertheless captured the fortress. After that, the Hungarian prince Almos transferred power to his son Árpád, who pursued the policy of further seizure of Pannonia. In written sources, Užhorod Castle was first mentioned in the 13th century. However, neither its size nor appearance were described at that time. The castle complex began to be actively rebuilt in the 16th-17th centuries, and this is due to the wars between the Habsburg and Transylvanian parts of Hungary. In the middle of the 17th century, external defensive walls were built here, a dry moat was dug around the castle, and a bridge to the gate was built. Užhorod Castle acquired its modern look at the end of the 18th century, when it lost its defensive significance. It is a square-shaped castle with elongated corner bastions. On the first floor, there were store chambers and barns. On the second, the chambers of the castle owners, a hall for banquets and receptions. On the third, guest chambers. On three sides, the fortress was surrounded by a dry moat, and a drawbridge enabled one to reach the entrance gate. Another part of the castle ends with an abyss which protected it from attacks. The wall thickness here reaches 2.5-3 meters. Above the entrance arch of the castle, you can see a bas-relief with four blackbirds, a part of the Drugeat family coat of arms. The inscription Anno Domini 1598, placed to the right, is obviously the date of one of the palace's reconstructions. Entering the courtyard of the castle, you will see the ruins of St. George's Church, which is one of the oldest stone monuments in Užhorod. The first mention of the monument dates back to 1248, and since 1284, some information about a local priest named Stefan is mentioned. There is a legend connected with the church. It tells us that during the Middle Ages, there was the witch pit not far from it, the area where women accused of witchcraft were burned. On April 24, 1646, a great historical event took place in the church. When the Užhorod Church Union was signed, the Greek Catholic Church was established on the territory of modern Slovakia, Romania, Hungary, and Zakarpattia. In 1728, it was destroyed by a terrible fire. Its remaining parts were dismantled, and the rest was covered up with dirt. The most prosperous period of Užhorod Castle occurred at the end of the 17th century, when Count Miklos Bercsényi and his wife Kristina Csáky ruled here. On the slopes and at the foot of the castle hill, numerous parks and gardens were laid out, where the spouses used to arrange social receptions and official celebrations. One of those parks that has survived to this day is the Menagerie, which is visible from the bastion behind the Museum of Folk Architecture and Life. The park was founded with the aim of breeding wild animals for the count's hunting. The oldest tree in Užhorod, the plane tree, has been growing on the territory of the park since the days of the Drugeats. In the inner courtyard of the castle, you can find a well whose depth is about 40 meters. It was hollowed out in the rock on which the castle was erected, approximately in the 16th century. However, this is not the only source of water in the fortress. Another one is situated in the castle dungeons. The entrance to the dungeons is located in one of the corners of the courtyard. Today, the torture chamber exposition, which in ancient times was arranged in this part of the castle, functions there. In 2012-2013, the busts of Count Miklos Berceny and Countess Kristina Csáky, the last prominent owners of the castle, were installed in the courtyard. At the beginning of the 18th century, after the defeat of the anti-Habsburg uprising of the Hungarians, the spouses Berceny and Csáky were forced to flee abroad. With their departure, Užhorod Castle became the property of the Austrian crown. Since 1947, the castle has been used as the local history museum and remains one of the most visited tourist attractions in Užhorod and Ukraine.